This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. A Ukrainian official said Thursday fighting in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region has reached a maximum intensity as Russian forces continue to attack the Donetsk region. Speaking in a briefing in Kyiv, Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Maliar said, although the conflict had intensified, an extremely difficult and long stage of fighting has yet to come. Deputy Head of the Main Operations Directorate of the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, Alexei Romov, added that the military situation in the southern Donetsk region remained difficult. Those remarks came as Defense Ministry released footage it said was a Russian multiple rocket launcher shelling Ukrainian positions in the Donetsk region. Meanwhile, comments made by aging former U.S. top diplomat Henry Kissinger received a cool response from Ukrainian leaders. Kissinger, former U.S. Secretary of State under Presidents Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford, said this week Ukraine should consider giving up territory to Russia in a deal to end the fighting in the country. Speaking at Davos, in the Davos World Economic Forum, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said he respected Kissinger but strongly disagreed with his opinion.
This whole line about Ukraine who has to make a concession to stop the war failed. It had failed in between the 2014 and 2022, because the policy was always, okay, we have to convince Ukraine to be constructive, to engage Russia, to make a concession, to engage Russia, and it never worked. And in the end, it brought us all to the biggest war in Europe since Second World War.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a strong earthquake struck Peru early Thursday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The magnitude 7.2 quake has shaken a remote region of southern Peru, sending frightened people running into the streets in nearby Bolivia too, though there have been no immediate reports of damage or injury. The U.S. Geological Survey says the 7 a.m. quake was centered 8 miles northwest of Azangaro, but was fairly deep, 135 miles beneath the surface. The quake swayed some buildings in La Paz, the capital of neighboring Bolivia, and was felt in other Peruvian cities, as well as in northern Chile. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British prosecutors announced Thursday they have charged U.S. actor Kevin Spacey with 4 counts of sexual assault against 3 men. The Crown Prosecution Service said Thursday Spacey has also been charged with causing a person to engage in sexual activity without consent. The alleged incidents took place in London between March of 2005 and August of 2008, and one in Western Britain in April of 2013. The alleged victims are now in their 30s and 40s. Head of the service's Special Crime Division, Rosemary Ainsley, said the charges follow a review of evidence gathered by London's Metropolitan Police Department. The 62-year-old Spacey was questioned by British police in 2019 about claims by several men that he had assaulted them. The 2-time Academy Award-winning star ran London's Old Vic Theatre between 2004 and 2015. His celebrated career came to an abrupt halt in 2017 when actor Anthony Rapp accused Spacey of assaulting him at a party in the 1980s when Rapp was a teenager. Spacey denies the allegations and is currently trying to have a sex abuse lawsuit filed by Rapp in New York City dismissed. The White House Thursday announced more steps to make the antiviral COVID-19 treatment Paxlovid more accessible across the U.S. as it projects new infections will continue to spread over the summer travel season. In a release, the White House said the nation's first federally backed test-to-treat site is opening Thursday in the northeastern state of Rhode Island, where patients can be tested and, if they test positive, have immediate access to the treatment. More federally supported sites are set to open in the coming weeks in Massachusetts and New York City, both hit by recent March increases in infections. Next week, the U.S. will send authorized federal prescribers to several testing sites in the Midwestern state of Minnesota, turning them into test-to-treat locations. Repeating this hour's top news story, a Ukrainian official said Thursday, fighting in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region has reached a maximum intensity as Russian forces continue to attack the Donetsk region. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.